Season's greetings and welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 14th of December 2025. This is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. Broadcasting far and wide, thanks to our dedicated team on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group HF Relays. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670, Dale, VK7DG, 7.140, Ross, VK7ALH, 14.130, Justin, VK7TW, and on 28.525, Gary, VK7JGD. Locally in Hobart, on UHFCB channel 24 and HFCB channel 24 with Mark, VK7FMAC. If you missed it live, catch the replay on Tuesday at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT, and on UHFCB24 and HFCB24 in the south. Now stay tuned and enjoy the news. Silent Key. Malcolm Gow, VK7JAK. Malcolm passed on the 4th of the 12th, 2025, at the age of 87. He and his partner Judy at one time lived down at Cremorne, but a few years ago sold up and moved to the Clarence Lifestyle Village at Risdon Vale. With Judy experiencing failing health, a couple of years ago the couple moved to a care home in the northern suburbs, where unfortunately Judy passed away. Mal subsequently moved back to the village, where his son gifted him a brand new ICOM IC2730. I helped Mal to set up the radio on 2 meters and 70 centimeters, and with its general coverage capabilities, the marine and aviation channels. Mal very much enjoyed listening to the aircraft and shipping, and was a very regular participant in the Sunday morning callbacks after the broadcasts. Another one bites the dust. Valet Mal, VK7 Juliet Alpha Kilo. That's from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. Thank you. The VK7 Amateur Radio News team sincerely thanks Fran, VK7FRN, for her time as a newsreader over the last year. Fran's decided to take a rest. 73s from the VK7AR News team. Now, 10 years of the 23-centimetre QSO party. Last Sunday, 7th of December, VK7 Amateurs marked a remarkable milestone, the 10th anniversary of the weekly 23-centimetre QSO party. It began back in 2015 when a few Hobart operators dusted off their 23-centimetre gear and pointed antennas towards Kunyani, Mount Wellington. At a reached barbecue, someone suggested a simple post-broadcast get-together. On the 6th of December 2015, Murray, VK7ZMS, set up on the summit as the inaugural control station, and the tradition was born. Now, 10 years later, the QSO party has grown into a community fixture. Around 15 stations now take part each week in Hobart and 3 in Launceston. In total, nearly 50 operators in Hobart and 7 in Launceston have 23-centimetre capability. For the anniversary, Phil, VK7ID, went portable, Kunyani, Mount Wellington, collecting SOTA and Parks contacts before the party began. During the celebration itself, a record 29 stations joined from Hobart and 6 from Launceston, with 4 making digital contacts between the regions. From a casual barbecue idea to a weekly tradition, the VK7 23-centimetre QSO party has become a testament to persistence, collaboration, and the joy of pushing microwave boundaries together. 10 years on, it continues to inspire experimentation and community spirit across Tasmania. That's 73 from Rex, VK7MO. Now, the weekly wrap-up for WWFF, SOTA, POTA, and IOTA. The recent 23-centimetre QSO party gave Phil, VK7ID, an ideal excuse to make that quick run to the summit of Mount Wellington, and operating with an ICOM IC T81 and a standard whip at just 1 watt, Phil managed to make an impressive 19 contacts on 23 centimetres. The outing also ticked multiple boxes qualifying the activation for SOTA, POTA and WWFF. It's not often you can activate a reference by only using 23 centimetres. Well done, Phil. The Northern crew, Rodney, VK7HAM, Peter, VK7ZPE and Al, VK7AN, made their way to the frequently activated Trevallon Nature Recreation Area, a popular reference for many local operators. They spent their time on the site working on 40 metres. Christmas is fast approaching, which raises the important question. Have you put in your request to Santa for a new radio yet? That's 73s from Matt, VK7MAT. Now, inwards QSL Bureau information, the current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at the 21st of November is in the email version of the broadcast. Is your call sign there? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman by email so he can tidy up and remove cards that may be for silent keys that have been there for some time. Send him your QTH address so he can mail them out or deliver them on an opportunity basis. His email, westyh, that's Whiskey Echo Sierra Tango Yankee Hotel, at ozmail.com.au. Herman has had questions about how to use the Outwards QSL Bureau. And the first prerequisite is that you must be a financial member of the WIA. If you're not a WIA member, you'll have to send your cards direct to the station worked or use another method for confirming your QSO, and that's 73s from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Now, another busy net night for SSTV with the following participants. VK7s, AX, ZGK, ZAB, TW, EV and OO all sharing 45 photos. The main themes were a cactus blooming for Christmas, a log periodic Christmas tree, sins of the music synthesizer, diesel electric Tazrail trains, a barbecue and a smoker built like a small steam train, CubeSats and rabbit holes. Others were explaining time zones across the world and the glitch in the USA. I was minding my own business, then all of a sudden 1975 and Pink Floyd were 50 years ago. Motorbikes when there were only leather helmets, and a statement on the education system and the new social media ban and crying over spilt whiskey. And ham radio is fun and an Arduino CW Kia. Antenna traps for birds, avionics equipment on an Airbus A380, how to calculate your birthday with 85 beers, and I'll be a monkey's uncle it works. And 73s from a sleeping Billy Eagle. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV international gateway, and VK7s exchanged photos with PC1K in the Netherlands and DH1BM in Germany. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries to send photos. And don't forget, Ken and Steve's fully automatic 24-hour monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's websites or on the NTARC website under blogs. And that's 73s from Andre, VK7ZAB. Now, a December meeting report from the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. Last Saturday, on the 6th of December, it held its bi-monthly meeting, and club members were delighted to have Lionel, VK7ZLB, and his wife attend from Lonnie, as well as Eric, 7EK, from Burnie, and Dean, VK7DJH, who attended his first club meeting after becoming a member. At the December meeting, the membership fees are to be set for 2026, and they're left as they were, at $25. Whoopee! The club's next general meeting and AGM are meant to be held on the 7th of February, but this would have clashed with club members providing safety comms for Nipples on Ripples Dragon Boat racing event for breast cancer held at Lake Barrington on that date. So they moved the AGM to the 14th of February 2026. Now, the clubs had inquiries from scouts and locals wanting to obtain their amateur license. At the last meeting, it was decided to run a training and assessment class in January-February 2026. Learning organiser Brenton VK7HP is preparing the necessary syllabus, and club member Andrew VK7XR, a WIA assessor, will assist with other members. Show and Tell, VK7JAI Terry, brought some goodies from his shack. His first item, a 1940s AWA C6770 superheterodyne for 200 kHz to 30 MHz that weighed a ton. And after the war, Terry was able to purchase many second-hand radios from Army surplus stores. These include a Colonial Radio Corp radio receiver, BC454B, World War II-era U.S. Army Signal Corps airborne radio receiver, part of the SCR-274N command set covering 3 to 6 megs, known for its robust build. He also brought along a solidly built AWA-type AR-8-type C7748 World War II aircraft radio receiver used in the Australian-built Wirraways and imported Hudson aircraft. Terry had also a homemade 4 to 30 meg transceiver he designed and built on display for us. Over the years, Terry VK7JAI has built test equipment and radios, from designing the circuits, component layout, etching circuit boards, building cabinets, etc. And the club is blessed to have two retired broadcast engineers and two highly qualified comms techs to assist with projects and mentor members. Another of Terry's home-built projects, from the plans in the Radio and Hobbies magazine, November 1946 edition, was a scope for modulation testing that Terry found fitted perfectly in an olive oil container, saving him creating a case for it. Pictures of Terry's show and tell items can be viewed on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. After enjoyable discussions with visitors and club members over afternoon tea, we pulled the pin at 5:30. That's 73s from Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, NWTARC. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, news from the north. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 o'clock at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. More information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. So that's 73s from Al, VK7AN. Now, the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club annual Christmas dinner is now in the past. Club members attended the Iron Horse Bar and Grill for the annual occasion. There was much discussion of the menu's extensive variety of culinary delights, and luckily everyone found something suitable. Orders were taken for service was fast, and the food was magnificent. Everyone was happy and the staff were fantastic. A great time was had by all. Last Wednesday evening was NTARC's bi-monthly general meeting time again. This year was quite a change from last December, where we had to stoke up the fireplace because of the chill in the air. This year, we fired up the air conditioner to cool things down. This is Tasmanian weather we're talking about. Hi, hi. We had an excellent roll-up of members, with meeting commencing at 19:30 hours, and the agenda was worked through in about 40 minutes. The main take-home item from the meeting was that it's that time of year again, club membership renewal. All club members should receive an email within the next few days with instructions on how to renew their membership for 2026. For those that don't have an email address, you should receive a letter and a renewal form sent via snail mail. With the meeting closed, a light supper was brought out and discussions continued for another hour. This is the last general meeting for the year. See you at the AGM in February 2026. And note, because the Christmas break is almost amongst us, we have added an off-fortnight club room technical night. This will be the final session of the year and held this Wednesday, 17th of December, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Probably not necessarily a show and tell or even a presentation, more of a coffee or tea, food and plenty of chatter evening. The exception being, I believe, Colin, VK7ZCF, will have his laptop, drafting and 3D printer software with him just in case there are any follow-up questions or problems from his previous presentation on 3D printing. Remember that after today's broadcast this week, we'll see the winding down of club activities in time for the Christmas break. So, this coming week, we'll see the hosting of the last club room technical night, on-air test and technical net session on Friday coffee morning for 2025. Upcoming events, on-air test and technical session. The last session for 2025 will be this Wednesday, the 17th of December, testnet and CW course on 3.580 megahertz from 7 p.m. and then a technical net on 3.567 megahertz from 7:30 to 8:30. And your host for the evening is me, VK7WW. The club room technical night this Wednesday, 17th of December, starting at 6:30 at the club rooms. Coffee morning, the last morning tea get together will be this Friday, the 19th of December at the club rooms, 10 o'clock till noon. Finally, the broadcast segments will continue as usual, so if you have any items of interest, please contact the secretary at news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73's from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC. Now, news from the South. The VK7RHF 10-meter repeater transmitter is back on the air again and fully functional. There is a slight issue to be fixed with Ethernet noise superimposed over the audio, but that'll be done soon. So please keep an ear out for any DX stations over the next few weeks with sporadic E firing up. Frequencies are 29.680 megahertz transmit, 29.580 megahertz receive, with a 91.5 hertz CTCSS tone required. That's 73s from Hayden, VK7HH. Now, REAST, Wednesday's Experimenters Group. Well, last Wednesday night saw a fascinating night with a wrap-up of the 23-centimeter QSO party. Rex VK7MO then went on to some interesting 6-meter and 2-meter aircraft scatter findings using the Auckland to Johannesburg flight that crosses VK7 east to west once a day. Warren VK7WN gave a taster of this electronic paddle gear that we will feature this Wednesday night. And we had a space weather report and left the audience with a very special reflex klystron valve that we'll go into detail this Wednesday night, along with many other interesting Christmas-related items. We get underway in the DATV studio from 7:30 p.m. and it's streamed on the Reist YouTube channel. In the club rooms, there's always much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan development, and general amateur radio shenanigans and solving worldwide problems. Please note, we're not currently broadcasting on DVB-T-RF. This Wednesday is the last WEGS night for 2025, and we'll be back in the studio on Wednesday, the 7th of January, 2026. See you there or on the stream. 73s from Justin, VK7TW. Now, this is most important. Pin your ears back and listen. A huge car boot sale and barbecue. Reist is holding one in the Queen's Domain compound from 11 a.m. on Sunday, the 18th of January, 2025. Want to sell something? It'll cost you $10 to set up your car boot, and then you can sell as much as you want. All the profit goes to you. There'll be a sausage sizzle on the day with snags and bread, and $3 and burgers and bread for $5. Soft drinks available, $2 a can. No need to book, just turn up. 73s from the Reese Committee. Now, interpreting propagation tools and space weather reports. Is space weather and propagation a bit of a mystery to you? Our February 2026 presentation night brings us Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, who promises to enlighten us about FE, F, FOE, MUF, and all that ionospheric stuff. With decades of experience, including his time at the Ionospheric Prediction Service, or IPS, now Space Weather Services, Roger brings significant expertise in this space. Pun intended. This presentation will unpack the mysteries behind ionograms, tech maps, EES, GraphX, PCAs, solar indices, and more, plus other online tools and data sources you can use. Whether you're chasing DX, planning portable operations, experimenting with digital modes, or trying to understand why your favorite band just vanished, this session will give you the skills to read the sky like a geek pro. This session will be in person and streamed from 7:30 p.m. in the club's domains, club rooms. Queen's Domains Club Rooms. 73s from the Reese Committee. I've had too many merry drinks. The annual general meeting for February 2026 of Reese will be held on 11 a.m. on the 15th of February 2026 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. The AGM will be followed by a free barbecue for members. Nominations close the 7th of February 2026, and nomination form is available on the Reese website. The ordinary business is to be as follows: to confirm the minutes of the last preceding AGM and of any general meeting held since that meeting, to receive from the committee, auditor and servants of the associations reports on the transactions of the associations during the last preceding financial year, to elect the officers of the association and ordinary committee members, to vote on an amendment to the Reese rules to appoint an auditor. That's the Reese Committee. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Reese has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates for foundation training and assessment dates are held every 2 months, with the next one on the 22nd of February 2026. Standard, advanced and regulations assessments are held on alternate months, and the next one is on the 28th of March 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reese events page, and if you need to secure your spot or ask a question, email reese.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser. We have learning resources available, including our foundation license training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the Reese YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA foundation trial exams. And the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. That's 73s from Reg, VK7KK. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. The Sewing Circle Net is daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30. And in the North and Northwest on VK7RJG on 438.55, minus 7 MHz, and in the South, VK7RAF on 146.650 with a minus 600 kHz and a CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF North-South, plus VK7AX International SSTV Gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Don't forget the statewide microwave QSO party Sunday after the broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. The North-South digital contacts between Hobart and Launceston on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in Launceston transmitting on the odd minute, Southern stations on the even minute. Reest Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the club rooms at Queen's Domain. Reest Wags, Wednesday's experimenters group, on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month around 6 p.m. in the Queen's Domain club rooms. And the Reest 6-meter AM net on 53.1 every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group meetings Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC testnet and technet session every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. and then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 till 8:30 p.m. And your host for the evening is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 17th of November from 6:30 at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Coffee Mornings, every Friday, 10 a.m. to noon at the Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group Net on 2 metres, VK7 RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. Now, worldwide, 25th of December, a universally welcoming, culturally adaptable, multi-faith-affirming seasonal ambassador will undertake his annual, fully consent-based, environmental, responsible, accessibility audited visit. Entry to any dwelling will only occur after conducting a holistic safety review, confirming voluntary participation by all age groups and identity categories, and ensuring no boundaries, emotional, interpersonal or architectural, are crossed without explicit, enthusiastic consent. Upon completion of those trauma-informed engagement protocols, the ambassador may distribute a communication-enhancing, inclusively engineered radio device designed to uplift diverse voices, honour intergenerational knowledge-sharing and reinforce the globally interconnected amateur radio community in all its magnificent pluralism. Did you get all that? Reest, 18th of January 2026, huge car boot sale and barbecue from 11 a.m. after broadcast in the Queen's Domain compound. Reest, 4th of February 2026, interpreting propagation tools and space weather reports with VK7ZRH from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain club rooms and streamed. Reest, 15th of February, annual general meeting and barbecue, 11 a.m. Is the AGM and 12 noon the barbecue at Queen's Domain club rooms. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader VK7PD. Repeaters Reest, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC, 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7JGD, 40 metres, VK7DG, 20 metres, VK7ALH, 10 metres, VK7VKT, UHFCB24 and HFCB24, VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHFCB24, HFCB24 in the south. Got news stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews@gmail.com Friday, 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News groups. .io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency with each relay station using their own call sign. Reminder to all those 23-centimetre stations in the Hobart area, we're gathering on 1296.15 MHz FM to celebrate 10 years of the 23-centimetre QSO party and set a record for the highest number of 23-centimetre stations we've ever had on frequency. Point your beams towards Mount Wellington, Kunyani, and stand by after the broadcast. On behalf of the VK7 news team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you season's greetings, 73's good DX, and a great time ahead.